Because you can handle the truth. Truth. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Now we're back for the second hour. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I'm just going to do another thing, too, and then off and then we're going to get into something that is just unbelievable. First of all, just traffic stops. Citizens of the United States versus citizens of several states. I went through this big time up here when I had some troopers get me down and wobble me up when I had my arm. I had a bad shoulder paresis or some Brightest or so, whatever the hell it's called. Couldn't put my arm behind me, couldn't even put my billfold out. And they got me down on the hood and did a number with me, and that's the only time in my life I've ever just really passed out. Fell to the ground. My ex-wife, Kim, actually got out and went over and pounded on the troopers. Four of them. I sued them. I lost because the judge redid the jury instructions. I caught on and I put it in. He didn't do it. And about that time, I didn't have enough money because my business, I'd lost a $2 million business, and I didn't have enough money to go back to the Ninth Circuit again. I already won once in the Ninth Circuit. They wouldn't let me use that decision in the court, which I was dumber than a damn rock then because I should have just blurted it out anyway. What's he going to do? But it's a learning curve. So, anyway. In this brief, let me find it here, I filed a brief on it about, and that's when I come up with, you don't have to get out of your car. You never want to get out of your car. You don't have to. And I quoted Arizona versus Johnson. I quoted Pennsylvania versus Mims, M-I-M-M-S, and it's interesting how they word this. The court held, once a motor vehicle has been lawfully detained for a traffic violation, the police officers may order the driver to get out of the vehicle without violating the Fourth Amendment. But under Brennan, B-R-E-N-D-L-I-N versus California, 551 U.S. 249, that's 551 U.S. 249, held that a passenger is seized just as a driver from the moment a car stopped by a police comes to a halt on the side of the road. And then they say here, this police officer testified that Johnson, the passenger seized, could have refused to exit the vehicle and to submit to a pat-down. And he never advised this person that he didn't have to answer the questions either, because you are seized, and under Brennan, B-R-E-D-N-D-L-I-N versus California, 551 U.S. 249, you do not have to get out. I always used, I was in fear of my life back then. What do I do these days? God, I'd love to have them pull me over. Man, am I glad to see you. I want to file a complaint. You know, the state of Alaska stole this vehicle. I want to report a stolen vehicle. And by the way, you're accessory to the fact, because this thing is owned by the state of Alaska. You got your complaint form with you, Bubba? They take the driver's license, go back, and then they come back, and, well, you have a nice day, Mr. Winward. Oh, wait a minute. I want to file that complaint. They just keep walking. What a hoot. We have a bypass down here on KGB Road where it goes from two lanes into one lane. And it's 45 miles an hour in the two lanes, and then it finally gets up to 55, and eventually it goes down to a single lane 55. Well, I was in the right-hand side of the two, and I'm doing about 65 in a 45 because I'm getting ahead of these pokey people that just want to poke along. I wasn't paying attention. I passed was still a cop doing about 65 in a 45. He pulled me over. Oh, was he pissed? He couldn't hardly talk. He was, you realize you were doing? I said, hold on a minute. I want to file a complaint. He went back, come back, and he wouldn't even get where I could get my cell phone out to take a picture and hand him the driver's license. You have a nice day, Mr. Winroad. I was doing 20 miles an hour and passed a cop. Oh, God, what a hoot. It's nice having a little bit. You got to have a little bit of fun with all the corruption going on. But I've used it, I don't know, 3 or 4 times, and Dave Gladden's used it a couple times. And they walk away. They do not want this out. Because, you see, I have the evidence. I went over to Wasilla, and I got a copy of the damn attorney-in-fact contract. All the cars and stuff that I'd bought, I had signed away before I ever left, right title and interest, that I didn't want it no more. And I found out about the manufacturer's statement of origin. I'd never seen one. I finally went over there and got it. They wouldn't give me a copy, but I finally got some copies of it. And that thing is hand-carried over to DMV. And I get a certificate of title that says there may be other security interests not shown. No kidding, Jose. An attorney, in fact, is the same as an express contract. I get a benefit. Having the state rule my life. So they can issue tickets and all that. That's actually in, if you go into the municipal code, Title 9 of Anchorage. They can only write tickets on government-owned or driven vehicles. That's what started me off on that. And I spent, I don't even want to guess how many thousands of dollars fighting that nonsense. Or I finally got the truth, and it was so damn simple. All I had to go over was finally wised up. Why not go to the source of where the vehicle is, where it changes hands? There's got to be something in there. And I got every document. They didn't want to give it to me. I got it. They called their attorney. I said, I'll just picket you out there. And the head financial guy over there at Wasilla, I got him recorded. He actually knows about this. But, of course, they don't tell you. Just signed up here. Anyway, how do we know there's no public officers in any of the several states? Can we prove it? Who is the income tax for? There are no officers of the United States. There's no public officers in the several states. How do they do this? There's got to be a way to prove this stuff. Well, you see, it's quite simple, actually, when you get down to it, because every one of these states is under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. There was an earlier one, I think, in 1974. I got to get the legislative history and backtrack that thing. But it says, the right of the citizens of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. Oh, really? How in the holy H-E-double-L did they ever vote for the President of the United States, Senators of the United States, Representatives of the United States before we had the National Voter Registration Act? How did that happen? Jeez, do they think we're stupid? Yep, they do. All of a sudden now we have to have the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 and the rights of citizens of the United States as fundamental rights. Do they have fundamental rights? Oh, yeah. What are they? What are the fundamental rights of a citizen of the United States? I found this based on Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse cases that says absolutely nothing changed with the 14th Amendment. Nothing changed. Zero, zip, nada. That was made for the blacks, giving them civil rights, not political rights. Then they put it in the 14th Amendment. Then in 1870, they said, oh, by the way, you know all you black folk that we just used you to as an excuse? You now have political rights, too. You can be naturalized. 1870. Nobody wants to talk about that. So what are the rights of the citizens of the United States? Enumerated. This is in the 1938 Congressional Record, January 13th, page 4. 37. They are as follows. The right to come to the seat of government to assert any claim of which he may have on that government, to transact any business that he may have with it, to seek its protection, to share its offices, to engage in administrating its functions. So we got all those these fascist Democrats up there shouting in Kavanaugh's hearings. These people are wacky. They were pounding on the outside of the Supreme Court doors, trying to pry it open. If these people have lost, they are, I don't know what to say. They have no critical thinking. They're evil. The right to free access to seaports, through which all operations of foreign commerce are conducted, and to the sub-treasuries, land offices. We don't have land offices anymore. And courts of justice in the several states. We don't have those either. The right to demand the care and protection of the federal government over his life, liberty, and property when on the high seas or within the jurisdiction of a foreign government. You see, under a passport, you flip open the right-hand side, it says you can be a citizen that's there, that they're supposed to allow you free passage to a citizen / national of the United States. So you can be a citizen of the United States, or you can owe permanent allegiance, though not a citizen of the United States, to the United States. They didn't tell you that, did they? The right to demand the care and protection of the federal government, okay. The right to peaceably assemble, well, that leaves out all the Democrats and the liberals, and petition Congress for redress of grievance and to the writ of habeas corpus. The right to use the navigable waters of the United States, however they may penetrate the territory of the several states. Oh, we don't use those anymore. We use state of the United States. The right to be secured to citizens by treaties with foreign nations. The right to become a citizen of a state by residing in it. Oh, we don't do that. Then the court proceeds. There are rights which pertain to a citizen in the character of a citizen of the United States and are therefore subject to federal jurisdiction and power, growing out of prohibitions in the Constitution of the United States on state actions, such as, these are prohibitions, the right to be absolved of all consequences of bills of attainder, ex post facto laws, and laws impairing the obligation of contract enacted by the states, and the right secured against the prohibited state action as expressed by the new three amendments of the Constitution. Hello, do you see anything about you're entitled under the rights of the suffrage, your elective franchise? Nope. Not there. Doesn't exist. So, Now we can use this National Voter Registration Act. God, this is just unbelievable what this amazes us. They define, this is 107, Stat 77, is now in Title 52. Congress finds the rights of the citizen of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. And a state, the term state, means a state of the United States, not the several states, and the District of Columbia. Can the several states and the District of Columbia be legislated over by a constitutional Congress? Nope. Because the Congress legislates over the several states a limited jurisdiction, and in the District of Columbia they have plenary power. Absolute, total, they can tell them to do whatever they want within the confines of the Constitution. Two totally different jurisdictions. But they put them together because they call a state of the United States. So now, all elections are under states of the United States. And the only people that can do it is for citizens of the United States. Says so right in the damn statute. Thank you. Well, who are you taxing with the IRS? I got California's case. Says they went after the state of the sanctuary city. This is what, let's see what that number is. United States versus California. That is in the Eastern District of California. 2-18-CV, Charlie Victor-490. Says so right in the complaint. The state of California is a state of the United States. Says so. And in California, Section 207 of the financial, it says state of the United States means any state of the United States, the District of Columbia, any territory of the United States, Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa, Trust Island, Territory of the Pacific, the Virgin Islands, and Northern Mariana Islands, yada, yada, yada. Really? So now we can conclusively prove the elections or for citizens of the United States, there's no elective franchise, there's no suffrage. Oh, but it gets better. Because you see, I found this document here. Let me bring it up. Because I was doing research to tie. I wanted to conclusively prove beyond. It's so hard, they can't get around it. I found this, it's called 185 A period L period R period FED period 1955. It's the American Law Reports, originally published in 2003. What do they say? I love it when they do my research for me. Down here in this, they say the terms National Voter Registration Act, 42 U.S.C. 1973, GG, etc., I don't know if it's that or there in 52, applies only to elections for federal offices. The court have held that the NR, the National Voter Registration Act, has no application with respect to state elections. Really? But it has application to the motor vehicle driver's license, which they have, the Motor Voter Act. So there's no state elections at all. Now how? Whoa, wait a minute. And they say it has the meaning under 2 U.S.C. 531, which is now 52. I think it's 30. I'll find it in a minute here. But anyway, the meaning of office of the president, the vice president, doesn't say president of the United States or vice president, of senator or representative in or delegate or resident commissioner to the Congress. To the Congress. To the Congress? To the Congress. They're underneath him. Well, they're not all special. Back in a minute. Thank you.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, well, we're back here. And one where they say that... this is in 52 U.S. 301-01, and they define the federal office means office of the president. Doesn't say president of the United States or vice president or senator or representative in or delegate or resident to the Congress. Really, to the Congress. Well, we go down a little farther. This is the one, because it limits it strictly to that. Then we go down a little farther down here, and let's see where we go here. Definitions of state, number 12. 52 U.S. 301-01. State means a state of the United States, the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, or a territory or possession of the United States. Do you really honestly believe that the several states, which are sovereign countries known as the several states, Congress has a limited jurisdiction in the government of the United States within the several states. It's the same as what they legislate in the District of Columbia, where they have absolute plenary power, or in territorial possessions where they set up municipal governments. Really? I don't think so. What they have done with this wreck... And in this thing, they go on to say it doesn't have any application to state elections. So wait a minute here. When you go in to do this, voting the actual act, what are we doing? we're voting for the overthrow of our government. In reality, that don't mean we don't go vote, because can't fix all this stuff all at once, I guarantee you. What's even what's more interesting in this, I'll get this back up again here so I can search on it, in this, is who is entitled. T-I-L-E-D, entitled. I didn't spell it right. Who's entitled to vote? Guess what? State officials or employees with such authority, however, have been found not to be entitled to sovereign qualified immunity under the suit from the National Voter Registration Act. That's one of the things. But they go on to tell you even more. The court emphasized the National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote, but rather establishes the method which the otherwise qualified voter must follow to exercise the right to vote. What did they just say? Doesn't do anything about who's entitled. All it's saying is there's a prohibited action of discrimination. The actual right to go to the building and enter to vote. That's the physical act. But who's entitled to do that? Oh, they say, well, we're not addressing that. Really? How many people are going to understand that? It says you have a right to go to the polls place and they can't discriminate who shows up at the polls. Okay, fine. I don't disagree with that. Who would? But the only person that's entitled to vote is you have the right of suffrage and the elective franchise, and that is strictly posited in being a citizen of one of the several states. That's a fact. I got it briefed out. Based on the decisions of the Supreme Court of the United States. And in this case, this particular law review, you know what they left out? See, this is what you always go looking for once you start understanding what the game is. There's no Cruikshank. There's no Slaughterhouse. None of these Supreme Court cases that said nothing changes. What about Virginia? About political rights? Nothing changed with the 14th Amendment. Nothing changed. Period. Supreme Court has held so. This law article doesn't mention those. Oh, but it gets better. I like to have these guys confess with their documentation and what they're doing. 10th Amendment. Do you know the 10th Amendment doesn't have any application? It says here, this is down here, they have an article thing here. Constitutional challenges to the National Voter Registration Act have frequently been based upon the 10th Amendment. And they say United States Constitution. What's wrong with that sentence? Constitutional challenges to the NVRA have frequently been based upon the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution. First of all, it's the Constitution of the United States. They are totally different. State officials often contending that Congress exceeded its constitutional authority in imposing significant costs on the states without, when we go to the states, what's the definition, without providing funds to enable the states to comply. These arguments have also been uniformly rejected by the courts. They got a section on that. The courts have sometimes relied on Congress's authority to enforce the 14th. I'll back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back here. You can't believe this, but I love it when they put it out there. And guess who brought up the case? ACORN. Oh, community organizer Obama. And it's 195 Westlaw 136913, Eastern District of Pennsylvania. The court held you cannot hold in a non-published case. Sheesh. But the National Voter Registration Act is constitutional over the defendant's argument that the National Voter Registration Act violates the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Not the Constitution of the United States. And then they cite some cases. But here's where it gets really good. 10th Amendment argument was raised on their assertion that the power to regulate registration in the manner set forth in the NVARA was not delegated to the United States and thus exceeded Congress's constitutional grant of authority. But the defendants, here we always see if you don't know, pointed to no case which either directly or by analogy supported their position. Do they not know of United States versus Anthony 24F.CAS, which is a true district court of the United States, a circuit court of the United States, because they have federal case, 28829. This is 24F.CAS.829, 1873. 13th, 14th Amendments are designed mainly for the protection of the newly emancipated Negroes, but full effect must otherwise be given. The right of voting and the privilege of voting is a right or privilege arising under the Constitution of the state and not the United Constitution of the United States. Really? And there's more. They don't know about these cases? Really? Got their head shoved up their tush, and I love the smell of the darkness, I guess. I don't know. The defendant's contention that the NVRA law governs the qualifications of voters is a right specifically given to states. The court emphasized that the NVRA does not establish who is entitled to vote, but rather establishes the method which an otherwise qualified voter must follow to exercise the right of vote. Now, Cruikshank and all them other ones says, Congress ain't supposed to be doing anything with citizens of the United States unless the states violate it. The prohibitions. Following in farther, rejecting the state of South Carolina's assertion that the National Voter Registration Act violates the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution again, the court held, this is in Condon versus Reno, I don't give the site here, it's up above, that the 10th Amendment provides no protection to South Carolina because the powers granted to Congress under the provisions of the 14th and 15th Amendments of the United States Constitution, since that Constitution specifically delegates to Congress the power to regulate federal elections, that the NVRA is limited to federal elections, the court reasoned now. 10th Amendment is inapplicable by its own terms. Likewise, the court continued, Congress's power under the 14th are not limited by the 10th Amendment. Really? Did you know that? You see, the 13th, 14th, and 15th are not positive amendments. They're prohibitive. And they aren't even organic. Because they're prohibiting something. They're not even amendments. It says so at the end of them. All they say, they're articles. Read it. Why don't they teach this? 10th Amendment doesn't have any application to 14th Amendment, which the Supreme Court has said nothing changed to the citizens of the several states. It was done strictly for the Negroes to give them civil rights with no political rights until 1870. Then they could get political rights. Was that an oversight on Congress, you think? This is so extremely important because the bottom line is this state of the United States that a citizen of the United States votes for, these are constitutional offices. The President of the United States, they say Office of the President, Office of the President of the United States, should be President of the United States. This is unbelievable. We don't have a republic anymore. We have the illusion of a republic. A con. That's why in all these states, you start looking it up, you're going to find out these judges and these courts don't legally and lawfully exist under any constitution. I got Alaska's. It's part of the bar. They renamed it. And the administrative judicial districts, it's the administrative under the Alaska Bar Association. That's black and white. Legislature called them the third district. The bar says the third judicial districts, and they're administrative. What do you think they use in court? That's why in Alaska, there's not one judge has an oath of office as a public officer. There's not one has a civil commission. They have rules of court. Rule 91 on civil. Their rules of court trump all statutes. The legislature can't even pass anything unless if it's against a rule of court, unless they get a two-thirds vote. It's an automatic censor. Really? I didn't know that the bar sat over the legislature. Hey, you can't. I don't know what to say anymore. And I've got so much information, it's hard to put these dots together, which I'm going to be working on. Because this brief here on the National Voter Registration Act, I can conclusively try citizen of the United States. Only federal officers, not officers, the real ones. But then if that's all that there, how do you ever get a public officer in any of the several states? You can't. You would have to have a separate election or have another qualification that you're a citizen of Alaska or a citizen of North Carolina or a citizen of Texas. They don't do that. they have put us under the plenary power of Congress, called United States of America, which was the Articles of Confederation, had no executive, had no judicial, for a more perfect union. It created the Constitution for the United States of America, called the Constitution of the United States of America in 1879, when it was ratified. And in this particular case, which I'll be publishing now that I got it redacted, they say, oh, United States and United States of America are the same thing. Oh, really? Well, I got 110 cases coming out of the Department of Justice that said United States of America is a sovereign body politic. So that means United States is a sovereign body politic. What the hell happened to the 10th Amendment? Power is not reserved. Go to the states or to the people. That means the preamble is the Constitution for the United States. And it's also the Constitution for the United States of America. Oh, come on now. This is Ford and the Kavanaugh. This is so far out there beyond belief that nobody wants to attack their character. She was a lying bitch. Pardon my French. She was. No cooperation at all. None. Oh, we can't attack her. We got to have all these people that come out that have been raped. I absolutely agree. Well, like Melania said of the First Lady, you got to have some hard evidence. Got to have something. You just can't make an unfounded allegation. That's what they're doing today, to destroy people. Unfounded allegation. How do you defend against a lie? That's a pretty good trick. How do you defend against a lie? If you don't use the idea that you have to have probable cause, you have to have some, and a probable cause is to have some reasonable fact, and probable cause is a question of law. Why didn't you file a complaint? I know a lot of women don't, and I'm not saying that's bad. I mean, I know several that haven't done that were molested. Or even when they were grown. It's a terrifying experience, but you got to have some fact. Got to be something to back it up. Can't just say it flat out. We, the American people, American citizens of several states, have been hoodwinked. The elections that are going to be taking place are only for citizens of the United States. I signed up as a citizen of Alaska, but of course I have to enforce it. They never stopped it. I have a driver's license as a citizen of Alaska. I was trying to get them to take me on. They won't do it. Usually that's what the problem that I run into is this information has to go for somebody else that is not up to speed because they don't do it like I do 24/7. But that's how we learn. These people up there, I can't put their name out. A facial attack. I never understood how they got around subject matter jurisdiction. They're saying, oh, well, you're doing a facial attack on the constitutional side. But what they don't say is that I am attacking their standing, like 28 U.S.C. 132, and I'm not even doing a facial attack on that because citizens of the United States can go there if they want. That's like it's going to a star chamber court. If you want to go there, you have to sign up for it. But I don't want to sign up for it. So we'll see what comes of this when this court is... Because this judge that's done this, she's major inquisitor. That's what these courts are. They will always use declarations, always without exception. Even this one out here, where state of the United States, California, where they went on Sanctuary City, there is a ton. Everybody's doing declarations. I didn't realize that attorneys could testify to facts. Really. That's being appealed. I haven't read the thing on it. This Sanctuary City, if it's a benefit, you have no standing. I don't know why they're, but they won't they won't go to some of these places, like they won't use the definition of alien. Because that ties into a national of the United States, and they don't. Nobody wants to bring up the citizen of the United States stuff. And everybody thinks they are, and they don't have a freaking damn clue what the heck it is. How would we? How many people can regurgitate what I just talked? I covered a lot of territory here in just 2 hours. A lot of territory. I sent out documents to the IRS list. So you can go look at this stuff and listen to this and look at it. Read it. Got a question? Email me or call me. I'm trying to educate people. Because if we don't do it, nobody's going to do it for us. Congress will not self-correct. These courts will not self-correct. I saw where Trump had put in 85 new judges. The Supreme Court is finally going to get to more on the constitutional side because I don't know if it was Kagan or Sotomayor or whatever her name was. One of them had never even conducted one trial. And she's qualified to be a Supreme or Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States? Really? You're a professor. Liberal as hell. If we do not understand things like the National Voter Registration Act, do you know that the President of the United States has not taken a constitutional oath since Franklin Delano Roosevelt? He was the first one. It's in quotation marks. Go look it up in Wikipedia. Because they started inserting the name. They've always, the thing about good and evil, that's the thing about that you always have to understand. They always have to separate each other out. They cannot use, the evil cannot use the true, the constitutional side. They can't do it. It's always there. It's hard to find, but it's there. Just like withholding agent, strictly for foreigners. Non-resident alien, foreign corporations, foreign organizations. 7701. A-16, Title 26, says so. What's a citizen? What's an individual? 5 U.S.C., 552A, A-2, a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted. The only people they can keep records on are citizens of the United States. They can't keep records on citizens of the several states. It says so right in the 5 U.S.C., 552A, if you go all down all through it. They can't even keep records on us because they have no constitutional authority. But if we sign up to be a citizen of the United States, and people, I've had them up here when I used to go to the meeting, they'll fight for that. They'll get up and, well, there's a fighting word. I'm a citizen of the United States, really. And your facts are, sir? Of course, I didn't know there as much about then. Never will forget Gene Water went in. Challenged jurisdiction, and he said, do you have a driver's license? Yes. Do you get the permanent fund? Yes. Do you vote? Yes. I have jurisdiction. Yep. Because each one of them requires you to be a citizen of the United States. You can't get convicted in these United States District Court unless you sit there and let that jury be citizens of the United States. That's how I got out of the, quote, get out of, that's how I exposed all these misdemeanor charges that they kept trying to nail me with. I didn't know enough, but I knew I wasn't one. Because if these people in the state have to say on the record, under oath, I am a citizen of the United States, or they'll do it the other way. Is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? That one, then it got called for jury duty. If you get the permanent fund in Alaska, you get jury duty. Judge says, anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Raised my hand, went up there and talked to the judge. She said, you're excused. I told her I'm a citizen of Alaska, not a citizen of the United States. I didn't know enough about it, but she knew enough that she didn't want me there. These other people, you look over and they're looking at, how the heck did he get out here? Because I don't want to be here. You see, I'd like to stay there, but I couldn't lie to stay there. I'd like to sit on a jury because I could really screw them up big time. They would not want me on a jury, I guarantee you. So we can conclusively prove now our republic has been overthrown, and you and I did it. We can bring it back. Trump is making great strides, but the core issues have yet to be addressed. But you can't bring it back because they've been working at it since before the Civil War. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews. But this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Well, this is Ralph, and we're back. Can you believe this? How could it be that we don't know who we are? How can it be that we have the citizens of the United States? They have made it really complex. And I tell you what, without Westlaw, you have no chance. You're just you're wasting your time, I guarantee. I wouldn't even attempt to do what I'm doing without Westlaw. It's just like when I found this thing that they were doing, a facial attack. I had no idea. What is she talking about? Finally flushed this major inquisitor out because they put in the jurisdictional things that are constitutional, but they don't put in their status. They're a power under like 28 U.S.C. 132. Oh, we just leave that part out. The other parts are true. The Constitution of the United States is true. But do you have the authority to go in and use it? Yes or no? you're district court of the United of a judicial power of a district court, not judicial power of the United States. You can't go there. Well, we won't talk about that. We just quote the constitutional statutes. That's how they get around these subject matter jurisdictions. I've wondered. I knew there was some way they were doing it. But I'll tell you one thing. Every time we're coming up against, like, in these people here held off a foreclosure for 4 months, went up, and now I understand how they do summary judgment, not up nonsense, and Gladden's held them off from December clear to about at the end of, beginning of October. They don't know what to do when you actually start to expose them. But we're going to have to fight to get them to turn loose, because they don't want to turn loose, but they don't want this out in the open. They don't want it in the appellate courts. Probably going to be 2 weeks that I'm going to be in the federal court of claims. I got a bunch of other stuff to get done yet. I'm always out. But that's where the remedy is. Is in the federal, United States Federal Court of Claims. And the only constitutional court, appellate court then, already tried that Federal Circuit Court of Appeals from a United States District Court, and they've got it statutorily blocked. You can't get there from here. But the only way you find these things out is to go kick them in the butt and see what comes out. Then read it. They'll tell you what they're doing. Like I say, I sent out before this show a whole bunch of the documents that I've talked about. Maybe a couple that I haven't and some that I didn't quite get to, but I'm going to try to start doing that before I have my show, send out to the IRS list documents so that those that want to look at them can follow along or at least go look at them after the show. And use your critical thinking and validate it, see what you think. That's one thing I don't like about a lot of these patriot nonsense. And I'm not people, I want them to fight. But they get narrow tunnel vision. I question everything I do, every day. Because I keep finding things that I thought I knew that aren't so. Just like I thought I had a good brief, I did have an excellent brief on subject matter jurisdictions. Got to be on the record. But guess what on the record? 28 U.S.C. 132. Oh, I forgot that part. God, it's so simple. It's just like, duh. They quote constitutional stuff. But then they don't quote their authority to exercise it. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the show. And watch out for the federales everywhere. And vote for a Republican, because the worst Republican is better than the best Democrat. See you next Sunday, God willing.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.